This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pia, did you find these episodes to be, not maybe not Miami, but I thought we had a really strong start to this season, and I was very happy about that, but this is now the third episode. I'm like, okay, guys, we got to do a little more.
I'm enjoying parts of them. Like, I enjoy the Crystal and Anna Marie parts, but I don't know. They need to, the bulk of it's not moving fast.
Or it's like, I don't really know if we're going to get much more, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that, but the thing is, I think that there's a lot of meat there. I think that there's a lot of like things that they could be talking about. Cause like, I don't know. I feel like Sutton's backed off of the whole like
Kyle Maurice thing,
which is what, you know, we were like, everyone wanted her to. So now like, that's what happens when people don't continue it. Like, so then what are we talking about?
So then Kyle just gets to stand back and be like wide-eyed watching other fights happen.
Right. I mean, again, in the real world, I totally would agree that Sutton, if you were really friends with Kyle, like you would back off. But we are on a show, so it's kind of their job to be able to ask these questions so we have some content. And when we don't do that, then
we're stuck with esophagus gate.
Exactly. So
I just, because even next week when they show like the preview, I'm like, there's not a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Still. As where Miami has a lot of good stuff going on, but Miami is always like, when the ensemble cast can all deliver, it's almost like, what's there to analyze? It's just all very good. So that's the thing about Miami. Miami's like, when you cover Miami, it's like, it's good, but it's like, it's just good. There's not really a lot to dissect. Like, Larsa and Alexia's fight was not pointless, but, like, I didn't need to write all the dialogue down because it was just silly.
It was the silliest conversation. Like, what are you guys arguing about? Like, Larsa, first of all.
Larsa.
You divorced. You could be still married to Scottie Pippen if you wanted to. You divorced him.
She was, wasn't she cheating on him?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes, she, yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes.
But yeah, I mean, Larsa, like, what? And then now you're dating Michael Jordan's son, who is probably the heir to his fortune, who has, as we know, Scottie Pippen got screwed in his deals when he was younger and making his contracts for the Bulls. Mm-hmm. So we know Michael has had the bigger contract. So you actually technically are stepping up.
Yeah.
So so I don't understand what your argument is here.
Yeah, because it honestly, she is always inviting them to, like, last season, every event Larsa invited them to, it was a business promotion event. And we know what that means is she wants it on camera. So like, right, everyone would have to show up and it was like, oh, this is another business you're doing. So Alexia wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
In her assessment. But then when Larsa's like, I work my ass off. I am the only one basically here who works their ass off. I was so grateful that I can't remember who said it, but someone was like,
Marisol.
Marisol was like, well, Nicole's a doctor and like Gertie's an event planner. Like, we go, there, people work. I work. We work. Like, Larsa, you're not the only one.
Is she like meaning like how she paved the way for people to make money on like OnlyFans? Is that What is she saying?
Oh, she better fucking not mean that.
Is that what she's meaning? Like, she got so creative and now she's like one of the highest earners on OnlyFans? Better not be is that what we're saying here?
Oh my God. What if that is what she's saying?
I was lost on that. I was lost on her whole, like, the thing is, you're just mad because Alexia planned a trip. You asked to do your tequila and she kind of blew it off. It's her trip.
Yes, it's her trip. It's her trip, again. Larsa does this all the time. She's always inviting them. Last year there was it a dog? Something with a dog. So she made them all bring dogs and it was like her event, like her
even if her thing, her business.
And then there was another one. What else did she do? There were multiple events that Larsa threw that were completely just promotion. So Alexia's not wrong. So what's fun about the fight is that I'm like, not team Alexia, not team Larsa, but you guys fight the exact same. So whenever they would get frustrated, like when Larsa's like, you're so combative. I'm like, it's just what it's like fighting with you, Larsa.
Right.
So you guys are basically fighting each other and all the same frustrations other people have when they fight with you guys. You're doing that to each other.
Which is kind of fun.
Which is actually great. Like, I don't need to watch it for an hour, but I just like to know that you guys are equally upsetting each other for the same reasons everyone else hates fighting with you.
Absolutely. I also want to know how and if the Kardashians care that she now has a tequila brand, seeing that their Kendall has her 808.
I feel tequila. Like this has got to just be – is it like just a rich person thing? Like you get a tequila line? I think that's just what people do now, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's just like – just because they fell out, it just feels like such a direct like
– Is dig. Kendall's the only one with the tequila, right? Did Kim have one? No.
No, because Kim doesn't drink.
Okay, yeah.
Well, but it was funny because she – took a shot of Kendall's 808 like on Instagram story and then spit it out and choked, and it was really funny. I was like,
I remember
horrible
that.
Promotion for your sister.
I remember that. My sister, I've never had the tequila, but my sister says it's terrible.
Oh yeah, we carry it at Soho.
Yeah. People have said nothing. I've never heard one good thing about it.
I saw people do like a blind taste. Then when they were, I think they were doing
Beverly Hills. Yeah.
I just don't think that it's like anything to write home about, to be honest. I just think that there's many better tequilas out there that are that are also coming from actual people from like Mexico that I would prefer to buy from.
Yeah. Yeah. Marisol overheating while Larsa and Alexia are fighting. I think all of us collectively were like, this is because she doesn't drink water. She's proud of herself for that. Did you watch the Ultimate Girls Trip that she was on?
No.
Okay, yeah. She proudly doesn't drink water and proudly only drinks. She had like an ulcer or something. She had something medically wrong with her. Like the medic was dealing with her on set, but I can't remember what it was. But it's like, okay, if you just stopped drinking alcohol, drank some water, that could probably help. So whenever Marisol has any kind of health thing, I'm like, you don't have an ounce of hydration in your system. I'm surprised you're functioning.
It's wild. Like, it's wild to me what people don't drink water. My mom, she doesn't really drink water either. And she's like,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. And I tell her, I'm like, you have to drink water. She's like, I'm trying. I'm like, just do it. Just buy. Like, I have a water bottle for that reason so I can track it. Because I do understand the day goes by and you forgot or something. That's why people have water bottles for that reason.
Yeah, no, you gotta drink the water. Let's see what else happened. Kiki goes over to Gertie's room. Kiki's rocking that new short hair that everyone is living for, and she lets Gertie know that Julia had told her earlier about Larsa's podcast and how Larsa said she was giving fake tears. I'm not kidding. Larsa's not going to be apologetic at this reunion. She's got first chair. Like, she's just going to triple down. She's just going to be like, you did. You had fake tears. She has cancer. The producer even asking, would you be fighting with a woman who has cancer? To Marisol, I think. She's like, no, probably not. This is a bad look.
It's a bad look. Like, even if Gertie was, and she's not, but even if she was like a horrible person, I think that if I found out this person had cancer, I would just be like, let's just at least put a pin in it until you're cancer free for a long time. then when I feel like you're healthy and you're good and you're out of the woods, we can resume our fight. Because I can't, I'm not doing that right now. That's ridiculous.
But she's going to double down. She's going to be right in Gertie's face. Gertie, who's going to probably have, I don't know what Gertie's rocking looks wise, but it's going to be clear that Gertie is like gone fucking through it. She's had surgery. She's going to go through chemo. She's going to be cancer free. And Larsa is still going to be like, you were fake.
I think that Larsa is such a vain person that she's having a really hard time understanding that Gertie is going through cancer, because I don't think that she thinks that's what cancer looks like. Does that make sense?
Oh.
You know what I mean? I feel like because Gertie is being so strong, and she's – just because you have cancer doesn't mean that, like, not everyone's, you know, journey is different. I feel like Gertie, for her normalcy, she's still trying to be as social. She's putting on makeup, and she's still trying – you know what I mean? Trying to, like, keep whatever she can normal. And I feel like – Larsa needs to see her like decrepit or something, and like for her to hone in that this woman is fighting for her life every day.
Literally.
Every day. Oh. That's because she's such a vain and like vapid surface bitch. I fucking hate that bitch. She triggers me.
Marisol hosts this cocky event because that's her new line, which fine, fair. I guess if anyone's going to do a cocktail line, it should be the person who literally drinks nothing but alcohol. And they address the Larsa and Alexia fight from earlier. And Kiki says to Larsa, okay, look, I know everyone was like, you're upset that people aren't supporting you or whatever, but you didn't even attend the after party. Larsa's like, I was on antibiotics and I wasn't feeling good. I don't know why that was such a – she said it like, duh. I was on antibiotics. I wasn't feeling good. I was getting hot.
Larsa wants me to feel bad about her being on antibiotics more than she wants – than she feels she bad about.
To Gertie – to give Gertie any love.
Cry so me a bad. Fucking river.
She's like, God. Kiki, God, okay, I love you. But Kiki really just knows how to get over things. Kiki also had that iconic confessional with her fucking dildo. I was like, what is she wiping her face with?
I know. Oh, I was like, what is
my
that?
God. Like, brilliant.
I honestly think after watching this season and seeing Kiki, and she's very funny and personable and all that stuff, I feel like she should have her own little spinoff show where it's like a dating show. Like, she's always talking about wanting. Wouldn't that be fun? Because she's like, I'm alone. I have nobody but this dildo. No one's paying. I had to pay for this. Like,
she would be very entertaining to watch as a
dating
show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because I think of. Yeah, to see Kiki going on different dates, I think that would be so fun, and maybe have like a group of her like close girlfriends like help her like filter shit out.
I love this.
Did I just come up with a show? Bro, hire me.
MTV, Jersey Shore, they did that for Polly and Vinny, two double shot of love or whatever. They should totally start doing that. Well, yes. They did it for Shep too. Remember Shep?
Yes.
Okay, so Kiki dating in Miami is absolutely a brilliant spinoff idea.
I think that would be amazing, and I think she deserves more like screen time. And she's funny and entertaining.
I agree.
She's great.
I fully agree. On the bus to the dinner they're going to, Julia tries to get messy with Larsa about Marcus grabbing some girl's butt. I forgot that this had happened. Completely forgot. That it was like a scandal, like Marcus mm-hmm. was cheating, but Larsa insists. Larsa just knows not to take the bait. Larsa does. She is skilled in that. She sees what's happening. She goes, I'm not going to give you a second of this on the camera.
No, she's not trying to fumble the bag. This woman has a plan. She has a plan. She has a plan. She has a plan.
Happening.
She's trying to get – I was shook that she is literally willing to have another child with this
right?
man. She's like, I have frozen embryos. And I feel like correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like she was like, we should do this within the next year.
I couldn't tell if she was saying you need to decide if you do want a kid or not in the next year. That's what she meant, right?
I think that's what she meant. But I also think that once he makes a decision, she's going to be, she just seems like the type of person that is very like calculating. So she's not going to give too much room from his yes to like let's fertilize these babies. Like, she's going to want to lock down that Jordan baby. Do you know she can't wait to have some little matching Pippin and Jordan kids? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God. Her other her kids with him are going to be last name Jordan. And then her, oh my God.
Not Larsa creating her own dream team. The fuck?
Whoa. My mind is blown.
Wild. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
A little bit impressive.
A little bit iconic.
Iconic. Like, I don't. I am a hater. But
no, we're a hater, but that. But also, when you put it like that.
Also, though.
Oh my God.
Also, though, that's kind of iconic. That's legendary.
Oh, shit. Damn. Wow.
That, okay. I just thought of that moment.
As soon as you said the little Jordan Pippin, it's like they're gonna be. Oh my God! Wow. Taking that in, that's a lot. When she announces her pregnancy, it's official.
It is official.
Wow. Wow.
And you know she's going to probably do it like Paris or something and just not tell us that until the baby's out. Like,
she's going to do surrogate?
Oh, she's not carrying that baby.
She's not carrying that baby.
That's going to really F up her OnlyFans money.
Yeah, well.
Well, people, some people.
I was going to say, there's like that weird, yeah, there's fetish men who love the pregnant, but yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of fetishes, Alexia takes them to this art gallery for dinner, and my God, A for creativity and uniqueness.
I think I would be annoyed with the lasers part of it.
No, it was distracting as hell. It was, I think if you're hungry, that's not where you want to go, because it is like the food comes out. You're like, but what is this? I want like a burger. You know what I mean? If you really wanted to order from a menu, you know, and then you go here, you're like, so what are we eating? And like all the men and the eye masks and the, you know, underwear.
I'm going to be real. I think it's an A for effort. I think it was really stupid, though. I didn't like the execution idea or any of it. And that's just my opinion on that. But I do appreciate her effort and her creativity and thinking outside of the box. It didn't work for me, though.
Well, no, it didn't work for dinner, but conceptually, did she talk to an event planner about how it was going to play out? Because they sit down and then Larsa and Gertie start going at it. And then the artist starts like playing the piano, and then these people come out and do interpretive dance, but like on top of them, they were like around Gertie, and they're just still fighting.
I just feel like this was the wrong. Like, I felt like she didn't read the room. Like, did you really think that these group of women would enjoy this? This, you know what? I immediately, when I saw the room, saw the environment, and saw the people in mass, I was like, Tom Sandoval and his friends would love this shit.
Oh,
like,
my God, that, yeah.
That is who would appreciate it, and I think that I would enjoy the scene more because they would be enjoying it. These ladies were like, what the hell? So I was like, this whole scene is weird. Weird.
Because Larsa, because I did want to hear more of the Larsa Gertie argument. Like, I think that I was like, let Gertie get this out. Yeah. But Alexia's like, guys, enjoy the moment. Enjoy this once in a lifetime moment. Like, but what is it?
what is this interactive laser quest?
When that interpretive dancers came out to do some, I don't know what the hell, but it was just visually so confusing. And fuck Larsa too. When Gertie's like, so I have fake tears. She goes, yeah, you're being fake. I go, oh, she's about to be insane at this reunion, you guys. I can feel it. I can feel Andy, or I can just tell Andy yelled at her at least once.
I can't wait. I hope Andy fucking drags her to hell.
Yeah.
Where she belongs.
Yeah, no, he is good at that. He's blown away by her. Like at last when he was like, I can't believe you're saying. It was the whole, she tried to come for Nicole. Well, what it was is Nicole, it's still not that bad. Nicole didn't invite Larsa to like the pre-party before they started filming because she didn't know Larsa. And she said, I don't know Larsa. And, you know, let's face it, Larsa, you have a reputation. Like, if people, like, it's impossible not to know who you are, not to have, like, an opinion. Like, whoa, she's a little whatever. And so they have this dinner where they were calling out Nicole for that. And Larsa goes, I think it's crazy that you had a child out of wedlock, but I'm not judging you. So she kept doubling down on that at the reunion. But your look, Andy Cohen, is like, hi, oh, I had surrogates. So you don't come for that when it comes to that kind of shit. You don't come for that because Andy takes it very personal.
I mean, also, there's probably a large portion of Bravo viewers who also have had a baby. Like, that's a very – my mom did. You're offending me, you bitch.
That took you a minute to get there. You're like, actually.
Hold the fuck on. I'm
you.
Fuck you, Larsa.
I'm offended. You bitch. You the fuck out of here.
Bitch.
Dude, next week, Lisa's so, like, obviously we're team Lisa. We're not team Lenny, okay?
Right.
But you don't, they're on that boat thing and she starts throwing food and it's not even making it, like, to the dogs or something. And they're like, the guy said, don't throw anything. And she's like, I threw it because I love animals. I'm happy that Kiki throws something at her. Chuck it at her face. Shut up. That's not, we all love animals. She's just dumb.
I can't, Lisa.
Lisa, you're just Lisa.
Lisa, you disappoint me every week.
Every week, yeah, because we're trying so hard. We obviously expect to root for you, but she's just really, really, she's oblivious. That's what it is. She is,
Her and Larsa, that's why they're BFFs.
Totally. It's totally why they're besties.
I saw Lisa over there hugging Larsa with her dumbass argument. She's like, I get it.
I work hard too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
What is this, honey?
I desperately need new clothes. I have not cared about my wardrobe for the last, I would even say 10 years, but I've lost a little bit of weight. Time to start looking cute, but I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to look. And that is why Stitch Fix and their style experts over there have been getting me through this. Think of Stitch Fix as your style partner. They're the best way to shop new styles, new brands, and your stylist learns about your tastes. And then they collaborate with you on looks you love without breaking the bank. You simply share your preferences, your sizes, and your budget. And Stitch Fix sends you 5 items in a fix right to your door. They have sizes ranging from extra small to 3XL. They keep your choices in mind. They find your perfect fit. You try everything on at home. You keep what you like and you send back the rest. Shipping and returns are always free. They have over 1,000 brands and styles. So no matter what season of life you happen to be in, Stitch Fix has you covered. Simply order a refresh as needed, or you can set it and forget it and get regular fixes. Totally up to you. Over time, though, Stitch Fix and their seasoned style experts, they get more used to you and your likes, and they can do a little more precise job of matching you with the perfect pieces. It's so easy. Thank you, Stitch Fix. You just get me. And they'll get you, too. Try today at stitchfix.com/shespeaks, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/shespeaks. stitchfix.com/shespeaks.
Not well, bitch.
ShipStation is a company I wish I had known about when I was trying to be a drop shipper some years ago, because I didn't know shipping costs are expensive, and it's the number one cause of abandoned carts, because I know I'm not paying for expensive shipping. And in a landscape where free and fast shipping is the norm, it's really hard for smaller e-commerce businesses to compete with that. ShipStation has the best discounts in the industry, so you don't have to worry about overpaying for shipping. You get up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. And if that's not enough, use my promo code to try ShipStation free for 2 months. ShipStation makes it super easy to grow your business because it handles all of your orders from one dashboard across a bunch of different marketplaces. So if you're selling online on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and Shopify, and more, they've got you right there. One dashboard. You manage every order from there. You automate routine shipping tasks. You print shipping labels. You can easily compare rates and delivery times that you optimize every shipment, and you can automate delivery notifications. Also, with the enterprise solutions, they make warehouse optimization easy, so ShipStation scales when you do, okay? Keep growing your business all year long with ShipStation. Use promo code SHESPEAKS today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code SHESPEAKS.
Okay, let's go over to Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Sutton is going to bring the ashes of Merce Cunningham. Did you know who Merce Cunningham was?
I didn't, and I really enjoyed that part of the... It started out a little wonky because of the whole Ziploc bag of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, couldn't help but thinking of... I always fucking forget her name from White Lotus when she does the ashes.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the first season. That's all I could think of. I was like, Sutton, please don't be Tanya. Please don't do this. But
it also is so Sutton to be Tanya and do it.
Absolutely. But I enjoyed like learning about this man, and I also enjoyed seeing more about Sutton's dance background. Like, whoa, okay, Sutton. I didn't realize it was like that.
I know. I always forget about it. Like, always. She just doesn't – like her little tiny body, I just can't imagine like – having she just seems so like fragile, yeah, and like not coordinated.
She does not look like she would be coordinated, but she I mean those pictures, she looked like she had form. Like I can't deny those pictures. I was like, I wish if she had just said it and I didn't see the pictures.
Exactly. If they didn't have those photos, I'd be like, sure.
I'd be like questioning a little bit of the story, but I was like, okay, damn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Sprinter Van game. How well do you know Sutton? The question is, what was my first job? And Kyle jokingly guesses stripper. And Garcelle goes, no, that's Erica. Epic. And thank God Erica didn't get, like, offended.
I am enjoying how much Erica and Garcelle are getting along.
I know.
And it's nice. Mm-hmm. But I do have questions for you about the after show. Because I feel like I feel like dynamics are one way that I'm seeing on the show. And then in the after show, I feel like Erica has a different dynamic. Not necessarily because
she's sitting with Kyle.
Yeah, but it's not even towards Garcelle. It's like Sutton. Like, I don't know what happened, but something seems like she really does not like Sutton in the after shows.
Yeah, I think that Dorit would be saying different stuff if she wasn't paired up with Crystal.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like if maybe Erica was paired up with Garcelle, it would be different. I don't know. I feel like Erica, we obviously don't know what else happens this season.
Right. Because I'm like, did something else happen? Because it just seems like she really doesn't like Sutton in the after show. But it doesn't feel that way during the season so far for me.
What does happen this season? Does something else happen with with Erica's legal stuff? I can't remember if something came up. No, I think that there was a Tom ruling like right after filming wrapped.
Okay.
I think. But so, yeah, there may be something that comes up. But I swear, I think it's because she's with Kyle, too. I think that kind of puts a spin on it.
I agree. It definitely changes things. And Kyle – but then also it's like, Kyle, didn't you make up with Sutton? I don't know. It's so weird.
I know. I don't totally get it. And I also know that if Dorit wasn't paired up with Crystal, she'd be talking all kinds of shit about Crystal. It was very interesting to pair them up. Because I'm like, I don't even know if they're doing so good together. Right?
I think that was the only thing that they could do, because obviously they can't pair Dorit up with Kyle. Well, I guess they could have paired Kyle and Crystal up. But I'm sure secret producer Kyle picked who she wanted to be paired with, and she probably picked Erica.
Yeah, well, I want to know how that gets chosen. I want to know. I want to know what the process is from start to finish. How do they call each other? Because some people get to do solo ones. Some people get to do them on their own because of like scheduling or whatever. I think Kyle actually did her own last season.
Yeah, and I feel like no one wanted to be paired with Anna Marie.
Right. Yeah. Well, we will get to her. Ugh. Erica wins. Erica's very good at listening. They talk about that on the after show. She's very good at listening. And Garcelle goes, what does she get? Sutton goes, a tiara. Garcelle goes, from Dolce & Gabbana? Sutton says, no, from Sutton's store. And Garcelle goes, oh. Crystal laughs. Like, that was shade. I was glad Crystal caught that. She's like, oh, who cares?
I mean, I'm sure it's like quality though.
Still, it's not a Dolce & Gabbana crown.
I know. I would be disappointed too. Like, come on, yeah. Sutton, you have money.
You have so many of them. The house that they get is so not their vibe. It's old, it's vintage, it's smaller. They usually also, typically they don't get a house that they share, except for when they went to like France that one time. They usually get hotels and they all have different rooms.
Right.
So I do enjoy that they put them in a house where they can like bop around to each other's rooms, but it's just so not modern at all. I would be pissed. I'd be like, this is the fucking house you got?
Yeah. And it's haunted. No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, like, thank you.
I cannot. I would not want any ghosts latching onto me coming back to America with me. No, thank you.
And they're little. They're little people. We don't need any little people ghosts running around. Okay.
No, thank you. That was funny because that's the same thing I thought when she said little people. It's like fuck no.
Hell no. Hell no. No, thank you. It's just Garcelle's, like, this house is, it didn't make sense. Like, Garcelle's glam team being there, Dorit's closet rack falling. They don't belong in this castle. This isn't where they belong.
I was shocked that Garcelle brought glam.
Me too. She's the only one.
I was like, oh, Garcelle, you're bringing glam?
I'm going to just, I guess this is maybe me being shady, but I do not like what they brought in that first look. I did not
We've been over this. Garcelle, it's either you, your people, or a combination of both.
The jumpsuit was hideous. It was a hideous multicolored jumpsuit. The hair was flat. The makeup doesn't match the colors of the outfit. It was like neutral tones with this like red and bluish whatever.
I don't, I can't. Like, it pisses me off because she has her foundation.
And her confessional looks are giving.
Like, she can, God, it's just
pull it out.
She needs to get she needs to call Zendaya's stylist. Mm-hmm. She needs a
look. All of it.
La Roach. Yeah.
Yes. Love La Roach. You ate that. I love him.
Which is like when he's talking to Kiki.
Yeah. You ate that. Loved it. Loved it. Dorit goes through Kyle's clothes, though. Speaking of identity crisis, there is a G-string bathing suit. She holds up, she's like, oh, this is a bathing suit? Because, yeah, it's a G-string bathing suit, Kyle. There's all these leather pants. It's this little, these slutty little dresses. It's like, did you borrow these from your daughters? It just doesn't look, you bought these clothes? It's bizarre.
You know what? I'm gonna allow it. Because, one, I'm happy she's not wearing those caftans anymore, like those long flowy ass dresses that she was trying to sell us, literally. So, you know, I'm just gonna let her have her little midlife crisis moment for just a small
I don't think we have a choice. I don't think we have a choice but to let her do it. She's doing it. I'm gonna comment on it. I think it looks ridiculous. I think she looks fucking ridiculous. Okay, I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm not saying she needs to dress more appropriately for her age or anything. It just does. They don't even look good. Like, the outfit, the dresses are just absurd for a Spain trip.
Okay, so now we're saying both Garcelle and Kyle need a new
style. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So they need help.
Yes.
Someone help them.
Somebody get in there. Okay.
I did want to see what the silver dress looked like
I think she wears it because I swear it's in a. It's in an Instagram post. I swear that we saw something.
I need to look because I wanted to see what that one looked like. I don't typically like Kyle's style no matter what. Like, I've never really liked
it.
She
puts together weird looks sometimes.
Her and Garcelle. Like, to me, I actually have always found Kyle very tacky. So, like, I'm not really surprised by her wardrobe
selection.
You're right.
This shift is not, it's just like, take what she had before, flip it, and this is the opposite side of it.
Right, like so I'm not shocked at all. She's just always been pretty tacky.
Yeah, you're right.
To me,
actually. She's done some great looks here and there, but for the most part, it's
but again, like Garcelle, like they're not totally consistent. They're not consistent. I don't think they know what they. One, I think that they innately have bad style.
Yep, that's part
of it. Right, and then I think they're always searching for their identity. I don't think that they have a clear identity of like what they want to look like. They're always just it seems like they're always trying to figure it out, which is why a lot of times I feel like they're both both Garcelle and Kyle, to me, almost dress like they're going to, like, on set every day. Like, they're costumes. They're not.
Yes. They don't do looks like Dorit and Erica.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And then Sutton's just all over the map. Sutton's going to wear that, like, $18,000 blouse that just looks crazy. But you're like, fine, it's expensive.
Sutton, we've
given up on Sutton.
Yeah, Sutton also, I just kind of put Sutton in the Kathy category as well. Like, they just, they pick up whatever the hell they want and put
Kathy
it together.
Category, that's a good point.
It's chaotic.
That's a good point.
Nothing changing that. Chaos.
Yeah. They're all into the chef. Garcelle, Sutton, Erica, all into the chef. At dinner, Sutton introduces them to Merce. It's like she wanted them to have that reaction, though. She knew that, like, was going to look ridiculous, but then they know they shouldn't be because it's his ashes. But it's like, girl.
Yeah.
You know what you did there. She's like, what? You put him in a Ziploc bag.
Are you allowed to travel with remains?
I don't know, actually.
I only ask this because
there are weird rules about stuff like that, yeah.
I watched that 80 for Brady movie on a plane once, and and I know it's a movie, so, like, I didn't cross check it or fact check or whatever, but she, like, one of the Sally Fields or somebody, like, travels with her dead husband's ashes, and then they get arrested for it because they found it because, like, their luggage got stolen. And then when their luggage got found, they open it and there was, like, an urn with ashes in it.
What and if fucking that Sutton was gets and they arrested went, they, proactively?
Or wait, I know.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Retroactively.
Retroactively. Thank you.
Yeah, because it was, like, illegal to have, like, to carry and try to distribute, like, remains.
Yeah, so
I was just curious.
I also know this from when my uncle passed and my cousin wanted to spread his ashes in the ocean, but we had to, like, hide it and, like,
go far away
from anyone because you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like it's so interesting. You can't just be, like, releasing people's ashes. And, like, somebody did that at Disney World and got in trouble. You can't do that.
They did a Disney World? I think that is a Disney adult. I'll say that. Unless it was a child, but that's taken it to another level.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like a child ashes?
I don't know. But yeah, I'm just because I'm like, that's really.
I think
Disney
they did
World
it
meant
on a
that
small
for
world.
Them. Okay. Wow. That's actually kind of insane. Okay. Okay. So they sit to dinner and Anna Marie says there's an elephant in the room and addresses what happened with Sutton. Sutton goes, for me, the esophagus was fine, but it was the lonely and insecure. And I forgot that part. I forgot that she had said that, to be honest.
I did too, actually.
And maybe they actually hadn't shown it. Maybe that was like a flashback, but I just, like, didn't pay attention to it the first time she said it. There are three divorcees at the table too. So, and Garcelle's like, yeah, that lonely one affected me too. And Anna Marie's like, several of you were angry that night. I hate the way she talks. I said things I was not proud of. I can't stand this woman. I apologize. She goes, I apologize for them, okay? Oh, what a lovely apology. That was.
She does not know how to apologize.
I apologize for them, okay? God, I'm sorry if that affected you.
I feel like we've had a conversation collectively that when you apologize, you don't say if I affected, like, because
I'm sorry you felt that way.
Right. It's obviously a way to say that I'm not sorry. I'm sorry that you took whatever I said the wrong way. So it's still,
I'm
like,
sorry
not
you're
an
idiot and misunderstood me.
Yeah. So
sorry you're so sensitive that you thought that you were hurt by what I said.
Yeah. It's like, cool, okay, thanks. You're not apologizing. Okay.
Got it. Copy that.
Cool.
Copy that. Thank you. And Crystal goes, are you calling me insecure? And Anna Marie goes, we'll get to you. Oh, you better. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Okay. Then Anna Marie says the story of how she met, which is great. She's like, when I met Crystal, she said that you women were not intelligent, no one was educated, and you're very shallow. And I'm like, yeah, she probably did say that stuff.
The thing is,
Not in those words.
Right. That's the thing.
Like she could extract that from what Crystal said. And then even in the after show, the way Crystal's like, no, I explain, like, I'm the most social. And so she interpreted that to be, I'm the social light. But I don't think Crystal's ever called herself a social light.
No, that's the thing is, I've just witnessed Anna Marie legitimately twist things that Crystal says mm-hmm. in real time. So mm-hmm. I don't believe that the way in which Anna Marie is saying that Crystal said it is accurate even a little bit. However, I also know from Crystal's behavior that she does feel that she's smarter than the lady.
I mean, they rewind to a previous confessional where she calls them not very educated.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's just many examples of it. And that's why I feel like the ladies is like, no, I absolutely believe that you said something along those lines. I don't believe it was in the way that Anna Marie is saying it, but I think Crystal absolutely said something for sure.
Yeah. There's no way because I don't know if Crystal even knew Anna Marie was even in the running to be on the show. So she maybe never thought it would come back to her. But there's no way Anna Marie claiming that she's like, I asked her, oh, do you guys all hang out like in real life? Are you guys really friends? There's no way Crystal didn't answer that in a shady way.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because that's the facts of the Beverly Hills cast is that they are not friends. Everyone who's ever interviewed the different casts from different franchises says that the Beverly Hills interviews are the most tense. Because no one really seems to be, like, cool. That was also when Rena was still there, so.
Right.
Different dynamics, but yeah, you know, not everyone hangs out. And unfortunately, Crystal has said they're not very educated. And Garcelle's like, we have a history of her. And they did the whole compilation.
Right.
Like, the worst, to me, the most offensive one was when she was like, these are big words, I know.
I know that. I still remember that because I was like, mm-hmm. the fuck?
That, and because they here. Weren't. They actually weren't big words, so what that's the hell when does that mean?
That's when I hated Crystal the most, was
me too.
That she was in her condescending season, mm-hmm. and it was driving me bonkers. So that's, again, it's very, I believe something along those lines happened. I just don't believe the way that Anna Marie wants me to believe it.
Yeah. That's it. Like, then she said, then you guys were all fake socialites and she's the only true socialite. Hell okay. No.
I don't think she said that.
So
you're embellishing it.
I believe the after show version Crystal gave, which is she at like, I'm the most social. And then Anna Marie's like, what does that mean? Because Anna Marie really, really hates Crystal and thinks that Crystal acts like she's better than everyone. Which is when Crystal's like, give me an example. It was like, name them.
Yeah.
Anna Marie doesn't really have any, though. That's the problem. She doesn't have any other than repeating her own opinion. You need people to think you're better than them.
Exactly.
It goes back to your insecurity. I go, you need to look in a mirror and say that.
8.5.
Because you're over here saying that Crystal's jealous of you. You're over here saying that the whole reason Crystal can't stop talking about you is because of her jealousy towards you. And yet you're saying that she's insecure. You're insecure, girl.
So Anna Marie is really showing her true fan colors because Crystal hasn't shown any of the things that we are talking about. We are basing it off of old seasons. So far this season, she seems like she's grown. So Anna Marie is like trying to base all this shit off of old stuff. And it's like, you weren't even around. You were not here.
That's a good point. She is telling on herself. It's like, so you're giving examples of things you weren't here for. And so you can't right now give another example because you technically were not there and you're talking about the show.
Exactly.
And you're pulling comments from fans from the show about
exactly.
Cool. Got it. But then Crystal goes, says the woman who calls herself a doctor when she's really a nurse. When Anna Marie goes, Crystal, bring it down. Ooh, almost. Ooh, don't you tell me what to do. I don't have to bring it fucking down.
I honestly, we can speed up Beverly Hills moving forward if they're not going to give us any, great content and go straight to the reunion because I got questions. I need in real time answers from this lady. Just mm-hmm. so much stuff is coming out on the internet from people that know her.
I know.
I need those answered. To your point, we've now gone on episode 3 where we have only, very short moments of excitement.
Yes.
If this is going to be like this, wrap it up, producers.
Yep. We can move on. Just get and us like, to there.
Let us get to the reunion, because that's where I feel like we're going to get some shit.
I want to read what that – here, this is what it was. It was on IG Famous – IG Famous by Dana or IG Famous Dana or whatever. It's like R-H-O-B-H. I don't watch it anymore, but I keep seeing stories about Anna Marie. Someone wrote in, I worked with her in ICU before she went to CRNA school, and she was awful then. Only person I've ever written a negative peer eval for. She stayed on a personal phone call while I tried to get report from her on critically ill patients. She also wouldn't help out with repositioning patients, blaming her back, but she's very athletic and lifted weights. I can see it. I can see it.
Honest, I don't know who I was talking to. It may have been you at some point, but I know this is just a show, so at the end of the day, it's all like light, but when it comes to Anna Marie's profession, I actually, and we're finding more and more stuff out about her bedside manner, it actually kind of like makes me nervous for people that she provides for, because that's like scary. Are you like the way in which you have opinions and you make assumptions and you like to double down even when you're being proven wrong.
Uh-huh.
Is nervous. That makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're doing this on camera, are you doing this when there are no cameras with your patients? Or like, I'm like, that's alarming to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really alarming. I'm right? Not even kidding.
The rumors, the nastiness about her.
When my brother-in-law figured out that he wasn't eating enough nutrients, and actually it was messing with him. It was giving him a lot of anxiety and he wasn't sleeping well. So he embarked on a mission to learn how to cook healthier, well-rounded meals. And he actually used Green Chef, because Green Chef, it takes the work out of eating clean, because they offer chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes that feature certified organic fruits and vegetables, organic cage-free eggs, and sustainably sourced seafood. So with Green Chef, you can count on meals that are good for your taste buds, but they're good for your body and they're good for the planet. Green Chef delivers everything you need to eat clean the easy way, especially here in this new year. Nourish your body with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes that are packed with clean ingredients that support your healthy lifestyle, and they taste great too. And they're also easy to follow recipes. That was my brother-in-law's big thing, is you can get a cookbook full of recipes and instructions, but the Green Chef instructions are so easy. It's all pre-portioned ingredients too, so you're not wasting anything. And it also introduces you to new ingredients that you wouldn't go out and buy, but because they're included in this delicious recipe, there you go. Go to greenchef.com/60SheSpeaks and use code 60SheSpeaks to get 60% off, plus 20% off your next 2 months. Okay, so go to greenchef.com/60SheSpeaks and use code 60SheSpeaks to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
Enough!
Then Anna Marie says, and I want to thank you for giving you something to talk about and making you relevant.
Okay. Again, she's referencing what we've been saying as fans, by the way.
But then when Anna Marie says in her confessional, Crystal has nothing else to talk about but me. No, she doesn't.
That's not true at all.
That's not true. You fucked up with – you wouldn't shut up about the esophagus. You did that, by the way. And she called you out for it. And that's it.
That's a part of her job also. Like, again,
She was
one out of like the two people that you were complaining the most to about this office guest thing. So it was Garcelle already has her thing with Dorit, so she let Crystal have this one.
Yeah, exactly. Anna Marie goes, don't mistake my kindness for weakness. And I'm so glad Crystal goes, when have you been kind?
That was great. Crystal, it's been like, maybe the only good thing about Anna Marie, it has
no,
activated.
No, that's what everyone says. That's
yeah.
It. She's activated mm-hmm. her. But Anna Marie goes, Crystal, I'm always kind. The way she did that, I saw like, oh, you're a bad nurse. I saw it. I saw you, like, oh, she's a bad coworker. She's a bad nurse. Mm-mm. Crystal, I'm always kind. Nope. Not going to work for me.
The next day, delusional.
The next day when Crystal, when Sutton goes into, oh my God, when Sutton goes into Crystal's room and she can't figure out how to close the door.
Sutton, always the comic relief.
There's a fucking closet there and the door. She goes, what door? Which door do I close?
Sutton is like, she doesn't, she is so a comic stupid. Relief.
So stupid. But Crystal goes, no one even believes what Anna Marie says. But everyone's like, oh no, we fully think she called us uneducated.
Yeah.
Girl, I think I need to tell you.
None of us like Anna Marie, and we do think that she is a liar for the most part. But this one, she definitely embellished, but there's definitely truth to it. There's some validity. We believe it.
But now let's get into fucking Dorit. And what Dorit decided to say. So who the f- okay, so Dorit thinks she's being all shady, but she goes, listen, child bride.
That pissed me off so much.
Who the fuck says child bride ever? And then she goes, when you were busy getting married, the rest of us were graduating college and starting businesses. I'm sorry. I know you're kidding right now. I'm so sorry. What successful business have you got going right now? We've seen multiple business since you've started the show. What are they? They're nowhere. Same with PK. Crystal doesn't brag, but she's got like the number one or number two best-selling coconut water in the country.
That's how you know it's successful. She doesn't need to use Beverly Hills to promote it.
Child bride? Who fucking says that?
That was so weak and whack, by the way.
Oh, that is so inappropriate, girl.
So weak and fucking whack of her to say. It was so gross. So, ugh.
You are like, not more accomplished than Crystal.
At all.
So we are clear. Or, do you have some degree we don't know about? Oh, because you can speak other languages? Big fucking deal.
Big fucking deal. I can get a Rosetta Stone, too. Like, I don't give a fuck. Get one right now. Download it right now. Speaking Spanish at the end of the fucking week.
And she also doesn't like Crystal. We know that because they've always had sort of, because Dorit is trying to be more, you know, what's the word? Reputable or I don't know. But Crystal just is because she's with Rob Minkoff. And so there's always been a bit of that competition. So yeah. It's not a surprise that when Dorit and Erica are talking the next day, Dorit's like, I mean, I don't think Anna Marie would just make it up. Of course you believe it. Of course you just 100% believe that it happened. She would embellish and she would absolutely twist words. So don't even.
But wait. Dorit, do you know Anna Marie so well?
Know her so well?
Met her. You just met her. Like, yeah, I just don't think she would do this, even though I met her 5 fucking minutes ago. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Like,
and if there's anything Crystal is, she is accurate when she relays things to a point. Sometimes her versions of things aren't always accurate. I'll say that. But we've moved past that. Anna Marie, we've watched lie to our faces. We watched her say Sutton has lied. And then when they said, you said Sutton lied, she goes, no, I didn't. I said, it didn't make sense medically. No, you actually said the word lied. So
yeah.
So she has a tendency to fuck up some words, but she knew just the right things to say that Erica and Kyle don't give a shit. They call us uneducated. We don't care. But Dorit, that would be the most offensive. Dorit is honestly the only one who is offended. Sutton knows she's both educated and a socialite.
Garcelle's she's like, she wasn't talking about me because she already knows.
Yeah, she knows I'm educated and I'm a socialite. I don't care. Garcelle's like, I really don't care. It doesn't matter to me. The only one offended would be Dorit.
Why? Because she is a fraud.
Uh-huh.
In every way.
Uh-huh.
Her voice is a fraud.
Her voice is a fraud.
Her house is a fraud. Her marriage is a fraud.
Yep.
All of her businesses are frauds. They are not successful.
No, they are, though.
They're not successful and could be Ponzi schemes, allegedly. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we're going hard today.
I'm about to go on beverlybeach.com and see if it's active. Thank you. Is it active? Can I buy merch? Can I buy merchandise? Mm-hmm. She decorates one Italian restaurant and thinks she's the shit.
Which is so funny. That's so funny because, like, of all the things with Lisa Vanderpump and her, like, multiple restaurants and, like, doing Vanderpump in Vegas.
Girl, just because you got a bunch of fake flowers from Party City and threw them around a fucking back room doesn't make you a goddamn interior designer.
She got lemons.
Llama.
Don't forget. And actually, I went there for my birthday two or three years ago, and I went with my sister and brother-in-law. We went to make fun of it. But we were like, okay, fine. It's actually for Buca di Beppo in Encino. It's not bad.
Wait, are you saying the restaurant was not bad or the decor?
Well, no, I've been to a Buca di Beppo many a times.
You were saying the decor though was actually
the decor Dorit did wasn't bad.
I mean, I'm just being a bitch. It didn't look bad. Yeah,
but it's so ridiculous. When she started to work on that and acted like it was such a big deal, when you've got Lisa Vanderpump opening up full restaurants, it just looks pathetic.
In comparison, it truly does because it's like, okay, someone gave you some money and, you know, you played around and it turned out well. And that's a good thing.
That's good.
I wouldn't be putting it down if she just wasn't such a condescending bitch.
Yes. It's like, bitch, but that's the thing. It's like, you did that. Like, I'll give you that it's not bad, but it's like, it's a room at Buca di Beppo in Encino.
Right. Like, I'm going to drag you.
It's not even like a flagship Buca di Beppo.
Right. Like, I'm going to drag you when you start saying things like child bride.
Yes. So
then I'm going to talk about your lemon room.
Yes. Okay. That's the rule. You set yourself up for it.
You see how mine is low-hanging fruit?
Yeah. She couldn't help it. She had to go there. She had to do it. It was too easy. The women all gather then to go over the plan for the day. And once they get the plan for the day, Erica just waits for Sutton to finish. And then she goes, well, I would like to share some happy news that I got this morning. And I think that it's important maybe for you, Crystal. I go, oh, no.
Damn.
Oh, no. We were doing so well. And why just Crystal? Garcelle also had opinions on it, so I don't like you picking on Crystal. Just Crystal.
Because Garcelle, her new bestie now. She can't be like, she's like,
and also
besties,
Sutton and was too, like, so, you know what I mean?
Sutton just gave her a crown, though.
True. And so she reads, attached are two decisions today regarding your appeal on the earrings. I go, uh-oh, we were doing so well, Erica. We were doing so well, forgetting how terrible you were the last few years. But here you go. The court wants the trustee to prove that the earrings were bought with client money. You see, there's no way to prove that it was bought with client money. They're like, no, actually, there's multiple examples that they actually show where we say, even just to show good faith, you don't need the earrings. Give them the earrings so that they can have something. She doesn't get it. And then she's like, I expected more from these women. Of course, she's missing the point. They're like, we don't even know what to celebrate.
These women were expecting more from you, and they're actually actively not giving any more air to this so you don't have another bad season. They're actually trying to protect you.
They're doing you a favor right
by not poking, trying to, what we're doing right now and just stating the obvious of the point you're missing. They're not doing that to you right now because they want you to have a good season. They are in support of you having a good season. Every single one of them are in support of you having a good season. And this ain't it. So shut up.
They're like, like, ooh, the earrings.
They tried so hard not to drag her because it's like, girl, you still don't get it.
They all just were like, no sudden movements. And they're like, should we go? They're like sneak out sideways. They're like, everyone be cool. No one keep it going because she's just going to. And she did. She dug her own hole. I was expecting more from these women. It's just proof that it's vindication. It goes, I'm sorry. At what point was it even Tom's money at all? He had borrowed so much money and dipped into client funds. At some point, all of it was just client money.
That's the thing. It's like, that's what she's missing. The thing, she just, God, it's like, why did you have to do this? I am hoping that we don't have to hear anything else about this so I can just do this as a, she just had a backslide and she is going to figure herself out because I can't. Like,
well, Erica, we're going to get the victim moment. She's going to go to the event with the victims and talk to the victims.
If she hands a victim some earrings, I'm going to die.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to absolutely faint of just pure shock and just execution.
It's like just like costume jewelry. It's like costume earrings, like some big gold hoops.
I feel like it will be so because she's a showman. And I feel like now that she had this plot point of being vindicated and she's going to be able to do it on her own, she's going to be like,
here you go.
It was never about the earrings.
We're like, we know. We know it wasn't about the fucking earrings.
God.
You should be looking at all of your treasures like, was all of this bought with stolen money? Not like, this is mine. Prove that it was bought with stolen money. It's like, girl, at some point it was all stolen money.
Yeah,
that's what you're having to realize here.
And that's the thing. It's like we kept on. That was what we in the past when we were covering it, the whole Tom of it all, we were just saying like she could have been also someone that we considered a victim at some point, possibly, had she just been empathetic first to the victims and thought of herself second. But she never did that. I don't even feel like at any point I felt like she thought of the victims at all. It was just her, and her. And I know she was like, you don't understand. I'm in the middle of this big court thing. Like, no, I get that.
No, we get it.
And that's horrible. And we would love to rally around you and be like, damn, Tom pushed you in this position. But it's hard to feel like you're a victim when it feels like you're a villain.
Because it's like, because she's like, this wasn't stolen money. Prove it. Prove it was stolen money. He goes, okay, but the problem is they keep showing all of this proof that he stole so much money.
It's indisputable that he did, right?
So he did it. So you should be looking at all of your stuff like, oh my God, take it. Take what you need to take. I didn't know. But instead, you're like, prove it, which means you might have – that's what makes me feel like you knew something.
Right. Like, if that would be at least me. If I found out that Sean was stealing from a bunch of old people and all this stuff, I'd be like, that's horror. I would not. I'm a ride or die.
You would.
but the point is, yeah, she literally just needed to be like, Tom's a horrible person. I knew nothing, and I can want to do whatever I can to make this right. And we would have all been like, okay, thank you. Done. No one would be talking about it.
But instead, all right, then they get on the death road, which I would be getting car sick too. All of them are getting kind of car sick. I'm prone to getting car sick.
Really?
Oh, very much so.
It would have been
so brutal. I mean, the fact that all of them weren't feeling well, but Crystal was the worst, that would have been me. But when they pull over, Crystal's veins are like popping out or something. Like it's something that requires... where they're calling 911, like it's that bad.
I wonder what it was.
Me like, too.
Because it couldn't just be motion sickness. Is that
exactly
a symptom of
that's?
It?
I don't. I've never like noticed my veins. I guess when I'm feeling motion sickness, but I kind of feel like maybe I will next time.
Maybe also it's like motion sickness and elevation.
I was wondering if it was the elevation. Yeah,
because they're going up.
Yeah, they're going up high. That's the only other thing I can
maybe
say.
Shouldn't drink enough water.
Water. I don't know. Yeah, but. And then, but Kyle's confessionals are really irritating me. They usually do irritate me, but they're really irritating me. They keep cutting to her to give us completely unnecessary commentary.
Yeah.
You know, like, when we wanted Crystal to find her voice, we didn't mean, you're a bitch at a whatever, you know, like those sorts of things. And so then she goes, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways. Now she's at the mercy of Anna Marie. I'm like, she's not.
No, she would like you to call a licensed professional.
You're calling 911.
Yeah,
you're,
no, thank
so
you.
So she's not at the mercy of Anna Marie.
All Anna Marie did was like, yeah, your hands are swollen and veins are popping out. Like,
I mean, maybe we get more next week. I don't know. Maybe she like – because Andy did do that interview where he said you're going to see a different side of her. So
– I'll be the judge of that, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. 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 All right. Anyway. Okay. That wraps us up, guys. Don't forget to follow Pia on all of the platforms, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Let me mean it. Thank you so much for watching and for listening to She Speaks Bravo with Emily Hanks. If you haven't already, would you mind leaving a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you listen? That would be amazing. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you are subscribed and hit that bell so you don't miss an episode. And if you're looking for more content, more exclusive bonus content, check out the Patreon. I post 2 exclusive episodes a month, and I'm covering just the Bravo jams, like Classic Roni, Atlanta, and of course Vanderpump Rules. If you just want to support the show, head to buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo and buy me a coffee, or 2 or 5. We also have merch available at SheSpeaksBravo.com. Make sure you're following me on the social medias. I am She Speaks Bravo across all platforms. Thank you so much for any support you give the show, even if it's just listening. Appreciate you, love you, mean it. I'll see you soon.